I am Costas Alvarezos. Today we start a new weekly program here on Seaside FM. It's called Encore. It's no secret that with every new phase of life, our interests and our priorities change. And that's especially notable when you're approaching retirement or you've actually reached that landmark. Each week at this time, Encore will introduce you to men and women exploring new and exciting developments of special interest to everyone who's in that rapidly growing group of Canadians aged 50 or more. Encore is brought to you by BoomersWork.com. And joining me today is Rick Emberley of Dartmouth, founder of Boomers Work. Rick is a 30-year veteran of the marketing, research, advertising, and communications business in Nova Scotia. Rick, welcome to Encore.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Well, first of all, what is BoomersWork.com all about?
Well, I guess the simplest way to describe it is that it is an online service, directed at exactly the demographic group you just described, the 50-plus demographic group. Right now, the service is focused in on employment, meaning that what we're doing is we're building a database of individuals who are interested in seeking part-time, temporary work, term assignments, and opportunities of that nature because they're kind of finished with their full-time 9-to-5. And the intent is at the moment to connect those types of individuals to employers who are looking to fill, obviously, temporary type positions. I like to refer to it as e-harmony for employers.
And what about the employers? I mean, what's it like on the demand side? How many people out there are looking for older workers?
Well, the demand is rising because obviously one of the things that's occurring as this so-called boomers generation kind of moves through the economy and moves through the workforce, they are leaving some significant gaps in terms of talent and skill and so on. And sometimes it's necessary to fill those gaps in on a temporary basis as the next generation or the younger generation start to fill in with the necessary expertise. So the types of employers that are coming to us these days pretty well cover just about any sector of the economy you can think of, frankly.
Some of the examples?
Well, we've done not-for-profit work. And I think that's a pretty obvious one because they don't typically keep a lot of permanent senior people around. We've worked in the construction and development sector. We've worked in the tourism sector. We've worked as well in the finance field. We're currently holding a database that's in excess of a couple of thousand individuals and trying to grow it every day.
And what's the age range of the people who are registering with Boomers.com looking for some of these opportunities?
Well, the range is actually kind of interesting. It actually gets down into sort of the mid to late 40s. The average age in our database at the moment is running around 56, 57 years of age. It's pretty obvious that folks within that age range at the moment have a pretty different kind of attitude to what retirement is all about, and there's a host of reasons for that, some of which we'll explore in the program over the next little while.
Now, sometimes when someone is in a particular job for, say decades, they find it hard to think of doing something else. Do you find that at all with the people who are registering with Boomers Work?
No, actually, that's an interesting point, Costas, because one of the things, I'll just use a simple example. You may have been serving, say, as a chief financial officer in an organization for X number of years at the back end of your career. In a capacity like that, you end up knowing a heck of a lot about business that goes way beyond simply finance. So we actually encourage people that register with us to identify areas of interest and so on, that go beyond what you would expect if you just looked at their resume.
And what about the range of periods of time that employers are looking for? Are some actually looking for full-time employees?
It does occur, but usually even if it's a so-called full-time positions for a fairly specific term. So they may say, okay, well, I want somebody full-time, but I only want them for 8 or 9 months or maybe a year. I would say on average when we're filling term-style positions, it's running probably around the 6 month. But we also get opportunities that come our way where they're looking for a person, say, for 2 days a week but for 50 weeks of the year. And we've filled all sorts of positions in that, including things like in-house legal positions, where a company or an organization felt they needed an in-house lawyer to operate, you know, a couple of days a week sort of thing, and so on. So the range of activity that's flowing through the system is actually quite broad.
Now, in terms of the people signing up with boomerswork.com, what are you noticing in the relationship between the men and women applying?
Well, it definitely, partly because I think age. I mean, our database is somewhat skewed towards senior positions. I think that's an important point to make. As a consequence of that, you know, everybody would be well aware of the fact that it's really only in recent times that women have been elevated into senior management style roles. So we definitely have a male skew, but it's changing. And it's noticeable right at the moment. I would say we're probably around 60, maybe even 65% skewed to males.
You're listening to Encore. I'm Costas Halavrazos. My guest today is Rick Emberley of Dartmouth, founder of BoomersWork.com and a 30-year veteran of the marketing research, advertising, and communications business in Nova Scotia. Now, is there any cost associated on either side, a potential employee, potential employer, with signing up with BoomersWork?
Well, I guess the trite answer would be I'm not in this for my health. There is no cost to the boomers. So, and again, as I say, the range on our age is really anywhere from sort of the late 40s through until, well, 65 and older. But the costs associated with the service is borne pretty well exclusively by the employer.
How do you think BoomersWork.com will evolve in the coming months and years? Do you have any indications yet?
Yes, as a matter of fact. We've already started down the road for what I would call our bigger vision of what the BoomersWork concept is all about. We're even entertaining, frankly, a brand change. The reason being that we can see literally on the immediate horizon for us opportunities to move into other areas of interest of that demographic group. And that would include things like travel and leisure. It would include healthcare. It would include areas associated with retirement planning and so on. And actually, the list is quite lengthy. So we've already launched something that we call the Boomers Work Hub. And we're starting to build within that, I guess you might say, a resource of information that's of interest to that particular demographic.
Now, it's interesting, in all those sectors you named of special interest to seniors or boomers, there's plenty of competition already. I mean, even in those individual sectors.
Oh, no question. And, you know, we have no illusions about where we're heading with that. There's a handful of sites out there right now. We are, however, going to try and keep it very, very focused on the demographic. And when we talk about travel and leisure, we're going to be talking about travel and leisure that's very specifically oriented towards folks that are likely to be north of 50 years of age.
Now, speaking of that so-called boomer generation, you know, we hear that they're going to have a very different lifestyle than previous generations at that age. They'll be more active. Those who can afford it will do more travel, spend more, and I guess thanks to better health care, most of us will live longer than earlier generations. What about the proportion, though, who will continue to work, but not necessarily full-time, at 9-to-5 jobs after the age of 60 or 65?
Oh, I think you're going to see more and more of it, frankly. There's already some evidence of it. You're starting now to see in the statistics a skew, if you like, towards you know, management positions being held by folks way beyond 60 years of age and even creeping into 70. Our focus is a little different. We're all about what you would describe as work-life balance. So somebody has worked exceptionally hard for throughout a, you know, a long career, 30, 35, maybe even 40 years in some instances. Now what they're looking to do is to continue to use their expertise and their experience, but they want to kind of do it a little bit on their own terms, to be able to do it and also balance into their lifestyle other activities, other interests, hobbies, etc.
So if they had trouble with the work-life balance the first time around in the main part of the career, they're going to try to get it right this time?
Well, yeah, if they're lucky. but, you know, let's face it, you know, your career often consumes your life and your lifestyle. And here's an opportunity maybe to find a little bit of balance there to continue to use your mind, your expertise, knowledge, and so on. but also not have the pressure, if you want to call it that, or the stress associated with the so-called 9-to-5 environment. Most of these people, by the way, didn't work 9-to-5. They work more likely from 7-to-7.
Right. Now, for the people who do register with boomerswork.com, is there a set of them that really want to try something completely different, who want to make a break with what they used to be doing?
The simple answer is yes. We're not seeing a lot of that at the moment, but we've had a number of situations. I tell you where it's arisen most recently has been when we've been doing some work with not-for-profit organizations. And so somebody has come out of the business world and you find a not-for-profit that's seeking a particular expertise or a particular knowledge or a particular energy for that matter. And people will sometimes migrate out of their very traditional roles into part-time positions or term positions in the not-for-profit world. A perfect example of that would be some recent work that we've done with the Discovery Center. Some of the audience would be aware of the fact that the center is intending to move into a new $20 million facility on the waterfront. Well, you can only imagine that a not-for-profit organization of that nature would not have the in-house expertise to manage a project of that magnitude. They approached us, and within literally a few days, we found them a project manager, an individual with 35-plus years in the sort of engineering field, but a very different engineering field nonetheless than they were seeking. And frankly, from all reports, he's been doing a magnificent job working with them on probably a 9-month stint.
And something that he would have never imagined until the opportunity came up.
Absolutely. I doubt that this one was on his radar.
Well, Rick, thank you very much for joining us on this inaugural edition of Encore.
Well, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Rick Emberley of Dartmouth is the founder of BoomersWork.com and a 30-year veteran of the marketing, research, advertising, and communications business in Nova Scotia. On the next edition of Encore, I'll be speaking with David Campbell, recently appointed chief economist with the New Brunswick Jobs Board. He also happens to be one of Canada's most stimulating and controversial bloggers. David's online blog, It's the Economy, Stupid, has dealt with subjects ranging from the impact that Costco has on the economy to getting beyond the bias surrounding age. So the provocative and always refreshing David Campbell will be our guest next time around on Encore. I'm Costas Halavrezos. Thank you for listening to Encore.